AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. There have been many demonstrations around the country tonight related to the just-released Memphis police beating videos. No justice! And by and large, they have been orderly. This in Atlanta. After the online posting of four sets of Memphis videos showing five now fired and charged black police officers interacting with and then beating and tasing black motorist Tyree Nichols.
For roughly 3 minutes, officers are seen repeatedly punching and kicking Nichols while he was handcuffed. During the assault, Nichols called out for his mother repeatedly.
Mom!
As Nichols lay on the ground, bloodied and bruised, several minutes go by without any of the officers administering first aid, along with at least two paramedics. Nichols died in the hospital 3 days later.
Correspondent Elise Preston in Memphis. San Francisco's released another video of much interest of the attack on the husband of then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last fall and the aftermath. Correspondent Carter Evans with that.
Paul Pelosi underwent surgery for severe head wounds, appearing with his wife at the Kennedy Center Honors in December. At the U.S. Capitol, Nancy Pelosi said her husband is still recovering.
I have not heard the 911 call. I have not heard the confession. I have not seen the break-in. And I have absolutely no intention of seeing the deadly assault on my husband's life.
And now from the double murder trial of a prominent South Carolina attorney charged in the fatal shootings of his wife and son, correspondent Nikki Batiste.
Alex Murdoch became emotional in court today as jurors heard him describe his dead son to investigators the night of the murders.
My boy, over there, I can see. I can see his brain.
An investigator testified that Murdoch told her he had tried to find his son's and wife's pulses at the gruesome scene.
I think I tried to turn Paul over first.
Yet she said he did not have a speck of blood visible on him.
Overseas, a gunman identified as Palestinian started firing near a Jerusalem synagogue before the shooting ended. He had killed seven people, wounded three more, died when he was shot by police. Question now, how will Israel respond? CBS's Robert Berger is there.
If he was actually sent by Hamas, then you might see Israel actually take action against Hamas in Gaza. If he was like a lone wolf acting on his own here in Jerusalem, then it might be a different response.
Wall Street finished the week on an up note. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You could nominate your D-bag of the year. Got a nominee for us?
There were so many of them as we can do. I had to go with the ranked choice system. Okay.
I like the way you think, Rick. Okay. What else you got?
Rojo.
You know, listener poll. I think this nominee for D-bag of the year pretty much sums it up.
Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And also on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, here we are in the very same room. The very same city. What city are we in?
Curdy, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Good to see you, Evan, working the magic on the board back in Madison. And happy Friday to all of our fair audience. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you as well. Tom, I'd like to call today's big show the Friday Guns and Grievances edition. Devils in Green Bay. Devils in Green Bay. Here's what I mean. And welcome to the big show, everyone. You know, Dom, sometimes they say great minds think alike. And sometimes we do as well. And this morning I got up to do my early morning prep. You know, it's a full-time endeavor, this job. Late into the evening, early in the morning. And then, you know, got to actually do some work. And then we do a radio show. But, Dom, early this morning I get up and we use the Devil's Advocates Facebook page as sort of our bulletin board. We exchange our bright ideas there.
not a lot of posts on there of late.
you seldom have a bright idea, Dom, unfortunately. But I get up this morning bright and early, and I put up this story from my favorite source, the Raw Story. It's an aggregator. It's sort of lefty-tilted. A lot of clickbait headlines. But if the articles are really good, then you just go to the original source.
And nice, yes.
You get the good stuff, right? But this morning, I put up this article, Dom, and I was so proud of myself, this Raw Story article, and it wasn't the Stormy Daniels article. That one will come soon. There's a Stormy Daniels update. Stormy, Stormy, Stormy. Can't wait to talk about that. But I put up this article at the Raw Story. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate seeks permit to open a gun range that serves booze.
Yeah, baby. Pew, 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 pew.
We are, you know, dude, we've been partying together since college. We were college roommates. I mean, really, our central theme is that we like the party. This is the political party. We're going to have a good time on the show. But I got to tell you, I like shooting guns. Occasionally, I'm not obsessed. I don't have any guns at the house. I don't currently own any firearms. And I certainly like to go party. Partied with Maggie Dunn last night post-show.
Yeah, man, good times.
And our senior VP, Roxanne Charles, proud of the whole team at Civic Media yesterday, that million-dollar giveaway. Now the hard work really begins. They actually got to go produce all the creative, make all the ads right. All across the state.
Now you got to make it happen.
But congratulations to the team. So had a little celebration last night. So Dom, not the first one we've had on a school night. You know, I know, we like to party. But I don't know if I'm down for going to a gun range and getting schmucked up.
Well, not only that, this gun range and this alcohol, it's also perhaps a wedding venue, Crudy. Hell, you could get married, you could shoot some guns, you can get lit. Well, I mean, it's everything all the time. It's like an Eagles song, man. Whatever you want.
Well, here's the problem. I go to throw this up on our Facebook page, the Devil's Advocates Radio. If you haven't liked us or followed us there, why not? But I find you beat me to the punch. You beat me to the punch, Dom. So why don't you go first on this on this article, please?
Matthew Chapman reporting, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate seeks permit to open gun range that serves booze. And guess who? We haven't said who it was. Guess. Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Dorrell. According to local reports, she and her husband, Brian, are developing an indoor gun range that would not only host weddings and other events, but would also serve alcohol, reported Susan Ricunas. The couple requested a Class B liquor license to sell beer and wine to members and guests in the clubhouse. The range would also sell firearms and accessories on site. What? Beer and wine? So no booze?
Can I get a case of the Pabst Blue Ribbon and you know, a handgun to go?
You know, that 9mm rounds are pretty rare. Per the report, though, Crudy, they're assuring the government officials they won't actually allow people to use the range after drinking.
How about during? Can I drink like golf when I go golfing? A lot of drinking involved.
I don't golf without drinking. I mean, it's kind of the goal. It goes hand in hand for me.
I know it does. Now we've been to the gun. Well, let's continue.
All right, just a little bit more.
This great idea, and then we'll talk more.
Yes, the Dorrells, again, the quote here. The Dorrells said in city documents that they devised an alcohol safety policy consisting of hand stamps to prevent members from entering the shooting range after drinking, and a breathalyzer to be used on suspicious individuals. A breathalyzer on suspicious individuals? What about individual rights? I thought these people would, like, worship the Constitution, right? But you're going to call someone out. Hey, you got to take this breathalyzer. Based on what? Because I said so.
So, is it you got to take a breathalyzer at the bar? Because you might be packing?
No.
I mean, really, right. What happens if you leave the range? You go open carry or concealed carry into this, what I'm sure will be a fine drinking establishment, Dom. Are they gonna frisk you? I mean, are they going to frisk you?
Are they gonna breathalyze you once you come in the door?
Is it gonna be like the old west? You know, like all guns at the door.
Leave your guns at the door. I mean, no, yeah, but it's a gun range. You actually need your gun to participate in the ranging.
But must you lock your gun in the cabinet after you're done ranging? You know what I mean?
I get it.
If I'm out there shooting my little pew, if I'm shooting my handgun, well, of course, I'm going to stick that under my armpit in its holster and conceal carry it right on into that bar, because there could be trouble in that bar.
Well, especially if you're drinking. But there's also rules of carrying guns and drinking. I mean, concealed carry, you're not supposed to carry a gun into a bar.
Yeah, you're not supposed to drink and drive. Have you seen the record here in the state of Wisconsin? Do you think people are going to honor that? Do you think, legitimately, do you think that it is an enforceable?
No, come on. No, I mean, no, I don't think so.
Give me your gun. No.
Self-regulation?
You can take it out of my
cold dead hands. A little more here, Crudy. The couple purchased the former Heartland Sportsman's Club and renamed it Delafield Oaks Range, said the report. According to the Journal Sentinel, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, that club had its permit revoked in 2010. That very club now that the judge bought had his permit revoked in 2010 after a bullet grazed a pregnant woman who was dining on the outdoor patio of the Delafield Brew House about a quarter mile away and entered into a decade-long legal battle over the city to get its permit restored. Oops.
You know,
it just grazed the pregnant woman a quarter mile away. Just no big deal. But I got a great idea. We'll aim a little bit this way, and we'll serve drinks.
Did it hit her in the belly?
It just says grazed. Well, just says grazed. But again, this is we're mocking this, right? And I think justifiably so. I mean, this is seems like these things shouldn't go together, you know, generally speaking. But the larger picture, and I think as it goes to how important the Supreme Court race is, everybody knows this is the race, everybody. It goes to judgment. And I got to tell you, as a judge, to get into this kind of endeavor with a swell idea of serving, you know, alcohol at the gun range, I don't know that qualifies as good judgment.
Dominic, what would you call an establishment of this?
that's a great
question. I mean, really, and honestly, I think the audience should get involved. It's Friday. It's Friday, right? If you can't have a little fun on a Friday. I mean, devil's advocates, we drove hard. We came to Green Bay to party with you people right here in WGBW land. But here's our question of the day. We pose it to you now. You can play along at 844-967-2789. We do have the ability to answer the phones.
Oh,
up
yeah,
here,
we got
right?
Yeah, we got a couple coming in right now.
Okay,
we'll
Ebo's going to work on that. So what we need from you, and how about this one, Dom? I got an early suggestion. Just spitballing here.
Okay.
How about Bad Judgment is the name of the establishment? You know, sort of double play on words for the judge. And the bad judgment, sort of cumulatively, of the family. You know, and just so the audience is aware, Mr. Doral was a Trump appointee. He was a Homeland Security guy. We found that out from the recent coverage of, you know, perhaps the son. Would the son be able to permit it, the 19-year-old alleged drug-dealing son? Is he going to be allowed?
Would he be allowed in there?
How would you keep that sort of riffraff out?
Yeah. People selling drugs, counterfeit Percocets with fentanyl.
Okay, setting that aside.
Okay, yes. We talked about that yesterday. Story. That's out there. We talked about it. You know, but again, that is
more
the judgment.
Good headlines for.
Well, this is. And not only. So, yesterday, let me recap a little bit yesterday. Of course, Doral addressed by the grieving parents of this guy that got killed, presumably from or allegedly from buying a counterfeit Percocet from Judge Doral's adult son. When confronted by the parents, she said, "I'm not talking to you," and walked away. There was no empathy there. And apparently, according to Daniel Bice's story, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the son, who was selling the drugs, showed a private Snapchat to somebody who said, "Hey, this is my mom," and then mom is asking Judge Doral, asking her son, "Are you still dealing drugs?" Again, adult to adult, these are the circumstances, and you have to weigh. The way the judgment in, when you're going to go and vote in the primary or vote in the general. These things matter. And now this very same judge, who's, these circumstances are around her, pitches this great idea. It's ammo and alcohol, baby. It's guns and Grey Goose. Come and get it. We will hear. We'll party all night long. We don't close till 2. I mean, how late is the gun range open? How late is the bar open? I mean, it's a wedding. You're not going to make them leave at 11 o'clock, right? We're partying all night long.
I think it's like a speakeasy. I think you do. You keep Chicago style. Party till dawn.
As long as you want, just keep it open.
And then get up. When that rooster starts crowing, you shoot him. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates having a little fun up here in Green Bay, right on North Washington. You can join us. Phone lines open. Want your suggestions. What do you call this fine establishment? Liquor for losers? Shooting and... Anyways, come back. Join us. 844-96 party.
Just give me my gun.
Sorry, the law requires a 5-day waiting period. We've got to run a background check.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 a.m. this morning and continues until 3 a.m. early tomorrow morning. Cloudy overnight with a low of 15. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 22. Snow likely tomorrow night, 15. Cloudy skies. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 16 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. All the guns and gold in the world couldn't get you off, but the Devil's Advocates will. Call us on the phones, 844-967-2789.
Dominic broadcasting from the Title Town Studios, WGBW land, up here in Green Bay, our shiny new affiliate. And this is a nice little joint here, right? Some nice real estate we picked.
It is now. When we get done with it, it might not be.
Well, we'll see how the party goes. You can always join the party on the party line, 844-967-2789. Many want to contribute their bright ideas. And I got to tell you, this is brilliant. A gun range with booze.
Man.
So what would you call this stroke of genius, this Mensa brain trust sort of, let's go to the office.
I think we need to go to the office. Let's not forget there's also events as well. Weddings, bar mitzvahs, graduations, shooting guns, drinking beer.
I got to tell you, I did get married.
At a gun range?
No, at a golf course. At a golf course. I was supposed to get married on an island. We won't talk about the fact my mother-in-law talked me out of it, but we got married domestically out by Hawk's Landing, out on the back porch.
Yeah.
So anyways, what were we
gun range? You didn't get married?
I couldn't see him getting married at a gun range. So I am not going to give my wife the ability to shoot my ass dead.
Right.
Now she's going to get the...
I think the marriage, that's your best part. You know, don't have the anniversary party at the gun range. 844-967-2789. What do we call this event space? This space that brings people together, activating a space where apparently a bullet 10 years ago grazed a pregnant lady's belly at a restaurant.
We don't know if it was a belly.
Right. Okay, fair enough. But she was pregnant.
But she was pregnant.
Let's get to it. Phil.
Just for the record, I am not pregnant, and my belly has not been grazed by a bullet recently.
You're not pregnant?
No.
Phil from Mount Pleasant.
I might be a little pregnant.
Hey, Phil, welcome. What do you got for us today?
Well, the only thing I can think of is shooters.
I mean, it's such a go-to, though. There's already they had a shooters on the lake at Cleveland for the
shooters
RNC.
Shooters on the river.
On the river.
I know, then but this is real. This is just
shooters
both ways. No, I mean, it just makes it simple.
Shooters.
We got a buddy up in lacrosse named Rudy. That's his bar, right?
Shooters. Was there a shooters up there?
I think there's a shooters on 3rd and Pearl.
Phil, I think I get it, man. I mean, it works all the way around, right? Shooters. You're shooting guns. You're shooting booze. You're shooting drinks.
Clearly,
shooting your axe.
Clearly, Rudy missed his opportunity.
Right. Hey, thanks for the call, Phil. We got lots want to join in on this.
I got to tell you, we're just a little envious that she beat us to the punch with this great idea. Judge Jennifer Doral, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate, and her husband, former Trump Homeland Security guy, they want to get together and open a gun range, insert booze, and we want you, our fair audience, to tell us. What would you call that establishment?
We got shooters on the line. Let's keep going. Our pal Chris from Sun Prairie. Welcome, Chris. What do you got for us?
Hey, Chris.
Hi. I don't know. Bullets and Band-Aids? I don't know. I call
Bullets and Band-Aids?
You called me back. Yeah.
All right, so we're mocking this idea. Chris, do you agree this might not be the, I don't know, call it best judgment in your mind?
Yeah, I think it's right up there with those axes and drinking. I don't think that's the greatest idea either.
Some people really enjoy that activity. I've seen them ricochet off the wall and come back at the thrower. I know what the kind of luck I have that would happen to be. I just want a bar stool and a beer, man. I don't need much.
Right.
Can you shoot the gun from your bar stool? I mean, maybe if you're going to have like an environment like this and you have the space, Chris, maybe you create scenarios like you walk into the bar and you can shoot different things that pop up in the bar, like the old Westerns. You know, you have different scenarios that you can play through. I mean, there's a lot that we can do, but come on. I mean, this goes, I think if anything else, Chris, it goes to show the very poor judgment of this judge who wants to be a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We definitely need somebody in there that's thinking a little bit better than that. So we got to be very careful who we put in that seat, because we really do need fair maps in this state. And we need to get some women's rights back here. We don't want to live under 1849 laws.
We don't? Tell that to the Republicans,
no!
Chris.
No.
Thank you so much for the call. Thanks for playing along. 844-967-2789.
Can I make a speculation?
You sure
may. In this case, not about the name of the said establishment, but probably the bar manager. One of the Walker kids, you know, Matt or Ellis.
Yeah.
You know, one of them's going to end up running the bar. So, you know, who's worried about Matt? I'm telling you, I'm not drunk. Just give me back my gun.
Right. It's all good, man. I got to go. I promise I won't use it.
I gave your dad $1 billion under the table because he asked.
844-967-2789. Jake from Eureka, you're up. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
So who's that judicial embarrassment on the bench Doro going to name as the manager of her little facility? Her son, her 19-year-old drug-dealing son, Michael Doro? You know, why don't they just call it the Hillbilly Hilton or the Crackpot Marriott, you know? Or maybe just, you know, the Jennifer Doro Overdose Lounge. How about that?
Oh.
That's a little cutting, Jake.
Wow, Jake. That's right to the point.
Could you work meth in there somewhere?
Yeah, truth hurts, I guess.
Yes, it does. Jake, man, always appreciated. The Hillbilly Hilton. I like that one.
That one might be in the lead so far. Are we giving away prizes? I tell you what. When the establishment opens, we're going to suggest the name. And if your name is adopted, we got your first night of drink. Devil's Advocates are covering your bar tab at the bar. So far, what do we got? Shooters. What else we got? You writing this down?
We got the Hillbilly Hilton. We have Shooters, Bullets, and Band-Aids. But I think only you can use band if there's live music. You know, you gotta get the live music in there as well. Would you play at this place?
Would I play?
If you were a musician?
We did do, Johnny's last summer comeback. There was a Trump flag.
Is it ever gonna be enough? This is dangerous, son. You gotta know how to handle it. One wrong move and you're done for.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News special report with the release of the eventually fatal Memphis police beating video involving motorist Tyree Nichols. There have been demonstrations, but mostly peaceful ones without major confrontations. Correspondent Jeff McGays.
Across the country, law enforcement has been bracing for the possibility that demonstrations turn violent, beefing up security in several major cities. Officials expect the public to have a range of emotions, just as they did in 1991 when the Rodney King videos surfaced.
Unlike Tyree Nichols, Rodney King did survive his notorious beating in L.A. His daughter Laura deemed King after seeing the Memphis video.
I'm numb. Like, I'm shaking. I'm trying to compose myself. That's sick to me. That's sick. That man was begging from jump. When they pulled him over, he was begging. I can hear it in his voice. He knew he was going to die. I don't know how to process that.
Five black Memphis officers have been fired and now face criminal charges. Tonight, two county sheriff's deputies are suspended. CBS News Special Report. I'm Tom Foti.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around.
AARP makes it easy. Go to aceyourretirement.org and chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. It's free and only takes 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Answer some questions and get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings.
Thanks.
Just head to aceyourretirement.org. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday edition. Love it when the weekend's almost here, Dom. And we're getting the party started early. We are in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Beautiful new studios. And we've been joined right now live via Zoom by our good friend. He's a party animal in his own regard. He is the proprietor of the Minocqua Brewing Company and the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack. He's our buddy Kirk Bankstead. How you been, Kirk?
Hey, Kirk.
Hey, guys. It's been a while. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to see you, man. Happy New Year.
Didn't quite make it to Minocqua, man, but we're partying in the Northwoods, kind of, sort of. Dude, does Green Bay count as the North?
Dude, All I got to say is my life, I mean, I haven't seen you for a while. And a part of it is I went through a life-changing event over, like, you know, between Christmas and New Year's. I read this book, right? And it changed my life. It was called Intellectual Sex by Ernest Shagging. The best book I've ever read.
Yeah. You look a little tired, man. Good to see you.
That's a long way to go for that one.
Yeah, it's all about the
Happy
delivery.
New Year, Kirk. You... You crack you up. So anyways, Kirk, we're going to start. I gotta leave some dialogue out there while I'm sure the audience appreciates the laugh track. And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Kirk, I don't want to crack you up more, but I got to tell you, we're just having a little fun before you got here. Supreme Court candidate Jennifer Doro. And I know that you know that the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, one of the most important races on the calendar across the entire year, and certainly to our audience, it matters. It could change the whole complexity of a number of issues, everything from fair maps to abortion's legality in the state of Wisconsin, all hinges on this court. And we've seen two recent stories about Supreme Court wannabe Jennifer Doro, the celebrity from Waukesha, celebrity in that she presided over this celebrity trial. And her newest headline is she wants to open up a gun range serving booze. Now, Kirk, I know you got a tap room up in the Northwoods. Oof. Did you ever think about inviting the gun enthusiasts in? I mean, it'd be great for business right up until it isn't.
I think the only people that are going to show up with a gun in my tap room are either going to be the Maqua police, because they hate me at this point in life after I ripped on them for not enforcing Evers' mask mandate, or it's going to be some crazy guy that really hates me that's part of a militia. It's like, we got to burn this place down. So no, I'm anti-gun and beer. There's no ways that gun and beer go hand in hand together. Shame on Doro. Shame Doro. So yeah, she got biced yesterday. That's all I know. Oh, my God.
Right. Gosh. Yeah, terrible.
She's
terrible
on the page six that Daniel Bice puts. If you're running for politics, you're going to appear on Dan Bice's page eventually, and it's not going to be a good headline. Have you ever seen Dan Bice write an uplifting column, Kirk?
Oh, the dude has no soul. I mean, there's nobody that doesn't like Doro more than I do. I mean, she's terrible for Wisconsin, but going after her son, you know, it's not the way to do it. You know, there's plenty of stuff that you can nail her on, because she's just a terrible judge, and she went to, like, you know, that crazy school. Who's the guy that
Christian
runs that
Broadcasting Law Network School of Law? No, they renamed it Regent after Christian Broadcasting Network School of Law. It didn't roll off the tongue too good.
Yeah, let's see how she's gonna rule on anything after the Pat Robertson School of Law education that she got. So I would prefer we just get her where, you know, where it matters in the stuff about
judges. But Kirk,
judges.
You realize of the four candidates that are running for Wisconsin Supreme Court, both of the conservative candidates, Doro
and Kelly,
both went to said Christian Broadcasting School of Law. Yes, both of them.
They're both Regent College grads, where the bar passage rate on the first try is under 40%.
I mean, you can't write you can write a worse story, and that's the worst story that you can write is Ron Johnson getting elected for a third term. So I mean, only in Wisconsin are people like this, like making it to the major leagues. I can't explain it.
Well, she hasn't made it yet. Not yet, Kirk Bankstead. Folks,
playing in the major leagues, playing in the national or statewide contest. To me, that's major leagues.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got Kirk Bankstead live via Zoom. Me and Dom are up in Green Bay, new station, WGBW. New station, who dis? So, Kirk, what sort of recent political shenanigans have you been up to?
So, I mean, I was not impressed when I asked everybody I could in the world of progressive politics what was planned before the primary. Because the primary is February 21st.
This one, or are you talking about the midterms?
Oh, no, this one, the judge primary that's happening on February 21st. So apparently, you know, there's two conservatives running, there's two progressives running. You know, they're only the top two candidates get through the primary. And so I was like, what's going on for, you know, are we sure that one of them is going to get through? And everybody's like, yeah, it always happens. One progressive is going to get through. It always happens. I'm like, but how do we know? And so ultimately, nobody was really telling me like there was a lot going on. And so I was like, okay. So I decided, A, I'm going to put a bunch of signs up and raise money to put a bunch of signs up. So we got Janet. We endorsed Janet right away because I've been convinced she's got a much bigger chance.
Janet Protasiewicz, one of the two liberals. Janet Protasiewicz. Sorry to interrupt, Kirk.
Yeah. It's two liberals. Everett Mitchell and Janet Protasiewicz. Harder than heck to pronounce the name, so that's why she needs name recognition way early. You know, it's like, Jesus, can't get a worse political name, but she's a great candidate. So I decided to put signs up. We raised money. We put signs up in Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay. There's one close to you guys right now. Stevens Point and Eau Claire, because we want progressives to realize that there's a really random race that really means everything on February 21st, because if you can't get a progressive through, if people just don't show up to vote, you know, progressives don't, but conservatives do, it's possible we could get two of these crazy Pat Robertson school folks as number one and two. And that would just be a disaster for Wisconsin. Yes. It'd be the biggest whiff in progressive politics. So to me, I was worried enough to try to do something.
Kirk, general election will come, and I suspect that we will get one liberal, quote-unquote, and one conservative. I think probably the heft of the fundraising is behind Protasiewicz's campaign. I know that she just bought ads on Civic Media. Full disclosure, my understanding is her campaign bought some ads. But, Kirk, we also currently, and I got to ask you, man, as a guy who likes to shake it up a little bit, Dan Kelly, a super PAC, in fact, supporting Dan Kelly, somebody buying it, made the mistake, didn't look closely, and bought some ads on Devil Radio in Madison. Ooh. And over the objections of my business partner, my show partner,
I object,
my life partner, everyone I work with, I said, no, let's take the ad. Because A, liberals can handle the truth, and B, they didn't lie to us. Dan Kelly is the real, air quotes, conservative, the MAGA conservative. He was the guy, the singular vote to overturn the Safer at Home orders under Governor Tony Evers and force people to go out and vote during a pandemic. So I guess I'd ask you, Kirk, he's telling the truth, and it is the balance of the court. If they are willing to raise our audience's awareness of who you should not vote for on February 21st, why would I not accept their money to advance that message?
If the message is what you said, then I think it'd be okay. But oh my God, when I endorsed Janet early, I got a lot of progressives that were all over me. So as long as you can, and I'm okay with it. I've got broad shoulders. So you might have to deal with a few snide remarks from the world of progressive politics. But I'll support you if you can tell the truth, the Madison liberals, that Dan Kelly's the evil one. That's for sure.
He tells us he's the evil one, air quotes, evil one. He tells us exactly who he is. I think everyone should know Dan Kelly is the real MAGA conservative in the Supreme Court race. I don't know who would be encouraged to vote for him under that condition. But anyways, Kirk, I thought I'd check with a guy like you.
Well, this is what I have to say to the Madison folks, because it is true. They if they show up and the folks in Milwaukee show up, we got the primary locked up because nobody shows up for this primary, like on February 21st. So what I've done is I'm having a party. It's my birthday next on February 2nd is Groundhog's Day at the Rigby in downtown Madison.
Are you raising money to throw yourself a party, dude? Is that what you're
I'm not raising
us?
Money. I'm spending it. But I happen to want to do it on my birthday because who doesn't want to have a cool party on their birthday?
But this is the problem with that.
In order to get into the party, you got to show that you've signed up to work for either Janet's campaign or Everett's campaign and make calls or knock on doors to get the vote out over the next couple weeks of the campaign. So it's a free party for everybody, free beer from the Monaco Brewing Company, but you got to show me a screenshot that you volunteered for one of those campaigns to get the vote out.
Does this count? Does our dialogue right now, is this an in-kind contribution to the Pro to Say What's campaign?
You guys are totally invited to my party, but I know because we talked ahead of today that you're not coming because you're going to be partying in your own way on the February 3rd, 4th, and 5th, I believe, right?
Who said I wasn't coming to the party?
Oh,
send me the invitation.
You and Dom, it's all you. Come to the party. We got Tony Castaneda, his Latin jazz band. We got me slinging and drinking beers to you guys. Let's do it.
Hey, let me ask you this. Yeah. I understand you got something new on tap. What is it, a wine? What do you got?
Is it, for those folks on Zoom, I mean, is it it's possible you might be clued into it.
There's like three of us. It's you and I and Dom on Zoom, dude. They're not watching us.
Nobody watches.
We're not streaming.
I get it.
We're not streaming.
Okay. So, we just released. This is a cool story. So I was put in touch with a company called Equality Vines in Sonoma County, and a part owner of this winery is Jim Obergefell from the named Supreme Court case Obergefell v. Hodges that made gay marriage possible. It's like the marriage equality case for the Supreme Court. So this guy is kind of a hero in the LGBTQ world, and he also makes wine. So somebody put him in touch with me, and he loved the idea of a choice wine, a wine that we give a percentage of the proceeds to reproductive rights groups that are fighting to get the choice back. So we made this wine. It's being made out of, I can't make it, I'm a brewer, but they're making it, they're using my label that I've already used for beer and for hard seltzer. And so now we're selling it, out of California. And it's the first time that you can buy anything. You can actually order something from me online because there's so many crazy laws in Wisconsin. I can't get my beer out to other states.
So you can mail order
the wine
by mail. Where do they get the mail order wine?
Yeah, Kirk, if people want to check it out and find out more about your organization and Monaco Brewing, where would they go to do so?
MonacoBrewingCompany.com.
You know what? If you want to be famouser, you got to come up with the Devil's Advocates Brew, man. We keep telling you. You would get a tremendous bump. You would be like Anheuser-Busch or you know, something like that. Maybe just like Molson Coors.
I hear you. Give me a logo. Give me something other than Devil. Give me a Civic Media mascot, and let's do that.
Who said Civic Media, man? I'm being selfish here. It's the Devil's Advocates. You're listening right now. We're saying goodbye to Kirk because he didn't have a beer for us.
Thanks, Kirk.
Have a great weekend. More Devils. Right. Come back.
Yeah. I drank beer with my friends. Almost everyone did.
Nah. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 a.m. this morning and continues until 3 a.m. early tomorrow morning. Cloudy overnight with a low of 15. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 22. Snow likely tomorrow night, 15. Cloudy skies. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 16 degrees.
Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent. And out the door I went.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday to us all. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
Thank you, Kirk Bangstad. He cracks himself up. He even sent me the name of the book. I'm not even sure if it's a book or just the punchline of his own joke. The name of the book, you'll have to Google it yourself. Might be worth a Google. Kirk says the book is called Intellectual Sex by Ernest Shagging.
Terrible.
You know, he's still probably giggling right now to himself. I don't think we've had that long of uninterrupted giggling.
Right.
I mean, you and I, you know, normally we'll interrupt. The other guy can laugh and someone's going to talk.
Right. But at some point, yes, that was pretty amusing. We appreciate Kirk coming around, man. You know, cause a little bit of trouble here and there. That's what we're supposed to. I appreciate guys like that, you know, raising money, putting money up, billboards, you know, radio, making efforts, getting people engaged. That's what we need. We need more of that. So we do appreciate it.
You know, we were trying to engage with the audience just a little bit, have a fun little Friday grievancy kind of activity. Now, Dom and I are broadcasting from Green Bay, Titletown, and it's kind of frozen, the frozen tundra of Lambeau. It's damn cold up here. Be like an ice bolt kind of day. But, Dom, we were talking about Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Jennifer Doro, and, you know, we went over the tragic headlines and the accusations against her son yesterday. So we wanted to lighten it up a little bit today. Her and her Trump administration serving husband, Homeland Security, I understand, Dom. Jennifer and hubby wanted to open a little bar/gun range.
Slash wedding venue,
of course. I mean, it's going to be lovely for your nuptials and shooting. So anyways, want to get some suggested names from our audience. People seemingly like when we, you know, have a little fun. I got a little contribution here via Messenger.
So what are we naming this facility, this event shooting hall that Doro wants to build?
Well, Jim in Minneapolis suggests to me we call it Darwin's. 844-967-2789. That is the call or text line. Although I got to tell you, generally Ebone does, you know, lightly screens them and reads all the text. But I got one direct to me this time. But anyways, Dom, let's get back to the phones. And our fair audience, if your name's not CJ, you could be next at 844-967-2789. John from New Berlin. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hey, John.
Well, why don't you call it Shooting High and We Do Shotgun Wedding?
Shotgun weddings, baby. That's perfect. Oh, my.
Right. Wow, that is so good on a multitude of levels.
This is what I'm saying.
I mean,
right?
I had to let that sink in for
you. You just got to let it simmer for a second.
Shooting high, we do shotgun weddings. Simple as that.
John, thank you so much for your contribution today. That was a worthwhile one. Most of the shotgun weddings that I've you know, seeing. I've never been a party.
I was going to say, where were you in this wedding?
But they're usually the result of hanging out at the bar a little too long. You know what I'm saying? Memories get a little, well, anyways. 844-967-2789. Shotgun weddings. I like that. That is excellent. Who's next?
Let's do Claire, our pal Claire from Baraboo. Welcome, Claire. What do you got for us?
The original Claire. How you doing, Claire?
Hi, Devils.
Hey, Claire.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
Oh, I'm laughing my butt off. These names are so clever.
Well, you better top it.
Yeah, you got a contribution, Claire? What do you think?
I've got a contribution. I'm not sure how funny it is, but it's fitting. Law and disorder.
Law and disorder.
Law and disorder.
I have one, Claire. Capital punishment.
Okay. Ooh.
That goes for the wedding and the lawyer. I don't know. So we're making fun, obviously, Claire, but does this seem like a really, really bad idea to you?
Yes.
Okay, besides a fun name, what would make it better? I mean, if we're going to have alcohol and guns and parties, I mean, how do we top that? What else could we possibly add to this mix to make it that much more entertaining for our fair audience?
I don't,
deep fried turkeys.
Maybe.
Have
how
you
about
ever
a
seen
disco ball so nobody can aim, you know? Their vision would be shot. Ha ha.
Thank you, Claire. Although I don't know if I want to be at like Blind Man's Bluff at the shooting range where they're serving booze and blinding you with a disco ball.
It's just part of the challenge. You know, you can sign up for different events and that would be one of them, you know?
Oh, blind!
We're just thinking outside the box here, man. We're just spitballing. That's all we're doing.
Would you then call it Blind Man's Bluff?
Blind man's bluff. Joanne from Madison, what would you call it?
How you doing, Joanne?
You know how gun owners have the option of getting a concealed carry permit? We should call the place Concealed Mary.
Oh, nice. I like it. Conceal
and
Mary.
And I got one more for you.
All right. Yeah, throw it out, Joanne.
Okay. The Second Amendment, I've been playing with that for the last hour now. Second Amendment, you can call it the Second Annulment because that's about where these guys are when they land up in a place like this.
You know what,
Joanne? Guys,
you know, here's what I would do. You're not accounting for the 21st Amendment, the repeal of prohibition. It's got to be like 221s on old sock or something. You got to tie
there
those two amendments together.
Oh, it's getting so deep in here. Hey, Joanne, thank you for your contribution. Second annulment.
Thank you.
Second annulment.
You know, given that these are Republicans and we know what kind of influences have been put upon them, we could call it Russian roulettes.
Ooh,
see what I did.
Wait. The Deer Hunter? Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, like, they play Russian roulette, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
One of De Niro's early works.
844-967-2789. These are new works, and you are joining us. What do you think? A name for Judge Doro's new shooting range where she's serving alcohol and you get married as well. Gary from Madison, you will be next. Welcome, Gary. What do you got for us?
Hey, Gary.
Well, I'm all for voting for Darwin's. I think that's the best one yet. But I'm more concerned about what we would name the group on our side. You remember back in the time of the Wisconsin Uprising, there was a group that was called Drinking Liberally that would meet and had huge turnouts.
Oh, they still do, at least when we
downtown.
Come speak.
Yeah.
And when I thought, why don't we have a liberal gun club and then marry the two together once in a while and just call it Drinking and Shooting Liberally.
Pints and pachoo, pachoo, pachoo.
Pints and pew-pew. Thank you, Gary, for your contribution. This has been fun. We do appreciate it. Again, just if the takeaway is nothing else, just remember, she has terrible judgment.
The Happier Friday Happy Hour. Your grievances could be next. Dial us up, 844-96-PLAY. party.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.